Deadline approaching. I'm Lisa LaSera, Fox News. Elon Musk is expected to close the deal by Twitter by tomorrow. This coming after a back and forth over purchasing the platform that ended up in court.
Paying $54.20 a share. In a message to advertisers on Twitter, Musk says he's buying the company to have a common digital town square where a wide range of beliefs can be debated in a healthy manner. Though he added, Twitter cannot become a free-for-all hellscape where anything can be said with no consequences. The judge overseeing the legal dispute said if it doesn't close by Friday, she'll schedule a November trial.
Fox's Jenny Casola. The U.N. nuclear chief says he is sending inspectors to two locations in Ukraine where Russia claims activities related to the possible production of dirty bombs are taking place. President Biden in central New York to promote the building of a new semiconductor plant.
The president went to Syracuse to visit a planned $100 billion semiconductor plant built by Micron Technology that will put Americans to work.
9,000 jobs from PhDs and engineers, HVAC technicians, machine operators with an average salary of $100,000 a year.
President Biden's appearance comes as midterm elections loom. He criticized Republicans whom he says used to say what they were for in policy platforms.
Fox's Grinnell Scott. The president has said Republican majorities could change the course of government after Election Day. The faculty at the University of Florida have given a vote of no confidence at former Nebraska Senator Ben Sasse being named as the lone finalist for the school's presidency. Sasse has drawn criticism from some at the school for a stance on same-sex marriage and other LGBTQ issues. America is listening to Fox News.
Jason in the House, the Jason Chaffetz Podcast. Dive deeper than the headlines and the party lines as I take on American life, politics, and entertainment. Subscribe now on foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you download podcasts.
Officials in Colorado say a devastating wildfire last winter was by far the most expensive in the state's history.
The so-called Marshall Fire that destroyed nearly 1,100 homes and businesses in suburban Denver caused more than $2 billion in losses. Colorado Insurance Commissioner Michael Conway provided an updated estimate last week during a meeting with residents who lost homes, according to the Denver Post. The fire in Boulder County broke out December 30th and is blamed for at least one death. Investigators have yet to determine a cause. The Rocky Mountain Insurance Association says the Marshall Fire is the 10th most expensive in the nation, topping its list, the 2018 Camp Fire in Northern California, with $10 billion in property losses. Steve Rappaport, Fox News.
Gun control is on the ballot in Oregon on Election Day.
Measure 114 would require a permit to purchase any gun and a live fire safety course approved and given by law enforcement. Here's Kevin Sterrett of the Oregon Firearms Federation, who also opposes the creation of a gun registry.
The measure is designed to absolutely guarantee that people will not have the means to protect themselves and to dox anybody who tempts to comply with the permit process.
Measure 114 would also cap magazines at 10 rounds and make gun owners prove weapons capable of holding more were bought before the law passed. Deschutes County District Attorney John Hummel is a supporter.
People rising up saying, we're tired of all of our neighbors getting shot and killed.
In Portland, Dan Springer, Fox News.
The World Health Organization says the number of people infected with tuberculosis, including the kind resistant to drugs, rose globally for the first time in years in 2021. The report says more than 10 million people worldwide were sickened by tuberculosis last year, a 4.5% increase from 2020. About one in six after COVID-19, TB is the world's deadliest infectious disease. I'm Lisa LaSera. This is Fox News.
The Fox News Rundown, a contrast of perspectives you won't hear anywhere else. Your daily dose of news twice a day. Featuring insight from top newsmakers, reporters, and Fox News contributors. Listen and subscribe now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.